Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. And if you are listening to us on the AM, you're not hearing us. So you're probably listening to us on the FM, which is 103.5 and 94.5 FM. You can also listen to us at ksro.com. Those are the three ways you'll be able to listen to us today until we get the AM part of the broadcast on the air. So apologize for that. So maybe we'll just repeat the show for next week for all those folks who are missing it. But that happens occasionally, you know, with transmitters and this type of thing. And Castro has been doing a lot of work here on the station recently, and we have a beautiful brand new studio, and which we love. And it was really interesting, Joe. I was watching read the newspaper, the PD, and it showed our new sheriff-elect, and then it showed Mike DeWald, and I'm sure it was Jackson who was interviewing him, but they didn't even mention Jackson. They had a picture of DeWald and the sheriff, and they are going, the sheriff is responding to an interviewer. You know, poor Jackson never gets any respect around here, you know.
DeWald had more money.
Yeah, DeWald, yeah, yeah. Well, we know who makes the world go round, too, right? DeWald, right, yeah. Anyway, so we apologize for being off air for the AM. Just stay tuned. They could put it back on in any second, but you know, I got to congratulate the Golden State Warriors, and Joe just left the room. Yay. Hello, get over here, sports guy. Yeah, but very swept. So the first time an NBA team has been swept in 11 years, was that it?
Yeah, and then I saw something else that was interesting to me. Since I lived the 1975 sweep, they are the first team to do it twice in the championship series.
So, really? No kidding.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that too. But that they were running it over the, you know, the scroll at the bottom of NBA.
So way back when Rick Barry was playing or something?
Rick Barry, yeah. Keith Wilkes, yeah. Al Addis was the coach.
Yeah.
I watched that too.
Cool.
Giving my age away.
Yeah. I know. I remember I was working at Kathleen's Kitchen, I think, when I was going to college, I think the last time they were in there. But, yeah, so congratulations, the swept. And, man, they just made a statement in the last game. And boy, I'm telling you. And then we find out LeBron put his hand through a chalkboard or something.
I want to see the x-rays.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah, he's got more excuses. But anyway, but he's kind of a force of nature anyway. But Kevin Durant, boy, he was all over it. And, you know, they're so deep with that team, I think. That's the reason they can pull it off. But anyway, congratulations to the Warriors. And what, three? So now they're in like with the dynasties, right? When you look at the top, what, five or six or seven teams?
Well, yeah, you know, they're calling this a dynasty. And for 2000, this time of year, it is, this time of life, it is a dynasty. But, you know, I remember growing up, the Boston Celtics had won like 9 out of 10 in high school or pro basketball, and in college basketball, it was UCLA and everybody else.
Yeah, so that's right.
Those were real dynasties.
Yeah, John Wooden. And, well, the Yankees, too. I mean, the Yankees were just like lights
what's
out.
What's their last 30 years?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they called the Giants a dynasty for what they did, you know, three or five. But this
dynasty,
one, this
dynasty
one
is thrown around too.
This one's getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all young guys, too. There's not. Yeah. I think Curry's the old. I didn't know that. Curry is like the old guy. He's 30.
He doesn't seem like he's been around that long.
He looks like he's like 19.
Yeah.
You know?
He's
got that playful attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we know you're probably calling saying, yes, the AM is off the air, and we are off the air as far as the AM is concerned, but we're, you know, broadcasting on the FM. So hopefully you folks who couldn't get the AM will know that KSRO has two other stations, 105, I'm going to get the wrong ones. Since Joe gets off the phone, I'll. Yeah, Joe.
Okay.
So I want to make sure we have our right FMs again.
103.5 and 94.5 FM. And I just checked the stream, and KSRO.com is active right now, so it looks like the problem is just the AM station at the moment.
Just the AM. Okay, cool. I got to clear my...
Mics came in with problems today.
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay, back. Okay, well, look. So welcome to the show. Good morning. We could tell you to call if you have any questions to 636-1350. That is the hotline, our guest hotline also. We have no guests today, so it's just me chatting about real estate. And if you got any calls, any questions, this is the time of the year when we're starting to see the inventory kind of surge and get up there. It's right now we just kind of broke the 800 barrier as far as inventory is concerned. We have about 815 listings. And these are active and showable listings and a property you could write an offer on. So there's not that many out there for a population of 500,000. I'm gone through the numbers. We're going to kind of look at the areas and see, you know, what areas seem to have the most inventory. You know, the median home prices for some of these areas of Sonoma County has just gone through the roof. Sonoma especially. I posted on the Real Estate Hour blog this morning. The realestatehourblog.com is our official blog site. We also are on Facebook, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. You can go like us there. We would appreciate that, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. And then, we have any number of things we send out during the week, but I did an analysis of the current, you know, active listings on the blog this morning. I have a graph showing Sonoma, the city of Sonoma. I think it's up like 49 or 46% over last year as far as their median home price is concerned for the properties. And that's a pretty remarkable number considering a year ago it was like 600 something thousand. Now it's just over $1 million. So pretty tremendous. So we'll chat about that. Plus, I'm going to give some more notes on the construction industry conference, which I attended a couple of weeks ago. There's some interesting things there, and there's a person we're going to get on the show, and she is Amy Block, and she works for there's a kind of a watchdog group for policyholders. So they work for the people that are insured versus the insurers, and she has some very interesting numbers regarding what people are doing with their homes in the fire. A lot of people are thinking the next 3 months is really going to see, you know, a lot of people either putting their houses on the market, putting their lots on the market, or finally pulling the trigger and saying, okay, let's go ahead and build. But I'm telling you, there's so many people that are just swamped right now. You talk to folks out there, they go, we're just trying to find somebody to come to our lot, look around and tell us what we got to do. So there's not that many people, currently in the market right now as far as, that are not employed. So it's kind of like the Full Employment Act for many, many people in the home building industry. So we're going to chat about that. Like I said, we're going to talk about the May home sales. The median home price now is $700,000, you guys. So we're there. We were just under it a little bit, but we had some late sandbagger agents who finally got their sales in, and that drove that median home price above. So we're going to take a break. If you are listening to us, you're not listening to us on AM. You're listening to us on the 2 FM frequencies plus KSRO.com. So welcome. We don't know how many people that is. We assume it's our vast audience this time of the morning. But I sometimes feel like I'm talking to me and Joe. But anyway, we'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. If you're listening on FM, if you're listening on KSRO.com, give us a call. Let us know you're out there. 636-1350,
636-1350. The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Front runner on the GOP side, John Cox.
Gavin Newsom wants to raise taxes. He wants to raise the property tax, double the state income tax. He wants to defend this horrible gas tax.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
The importance of saving for the future. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know there are some simple steps you can take to set aside dollars each month for retirement, college tuition, or unexpected expenses that could come your way. Most important is to review all your expenses and establish a monthly budget. Then examine every spending category and cut 10% from each. You can't reduce fixed expenses like rent or mortgage or a car payment, but you can easily cut back in many other areas like entertainment or using mass transit when possible instead of driving. And take a look at trying to bundle services such as your cell phone, land phone, cable TV, and internet service. For more tips and to speak with a certified credit counselor who can start you on the right track, call the NFCC at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. This has been a public service message from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. Oh, wait a second. We're off the air with the FM, or the AM. Yeah. So the only thing we have right now is FM and KSRO.com. So if you're on any of those vehicles, do me a favor and text me. Let us know you're on, okay? My text number is 707-322-8503. That's also pretty much my business phone, 707-322-8503. And then you can also just text that and say, yeah, Mike, we're listening. We're on this FM or that FM or on KSRO.com. So we will get by through the hour. And those folks that are listening, it's just, you know, us. Anyway, onward and upward. So we're looking at the numbers. We're going to chat about numbers today for May sales and look at the active listings. Let's kind of see what's going on. But before I do that, I want to tell you about a new listing I just took on Thursday. Actually, it was a good friend of mine, Karen Fleming, who helped me list the property. I was taking a great class up in Roseville. But the property is, you know, pretty much what folks are really looking for in the way of the upper end marketplace. It's up on 1560 Briarfield Court, and we're going to probably launch it in a couple of weeks. We're going to do some painting, hopefully, and make it look sparkling and lovely. It's about 2,700 square feet, single level. Has those great coffered ceilings. It looks like it's a Gallagher-built house, has that flair to it. But it's a pretty stunning living room when you come into off the entry with a huge fireplace, really, you know, floor-to-ceiling windows. the dining area, formal dining, large master suite, which is pretty isolated from the house. So it'd be a great kind of a, you know, place for kids that are kind of self-sufficient, that not the little tiny ones, because the bedrooms are on the other, you know, kind of wing of the house. And then between, you know, big kitchen, dining, family room, you know, all the neat Wilson's and Bells, three-car garage in a beautiful cul-de-sac. And Briarfield is off of Las Olivas Road. The price on it is $1,295,000. And the house itself, like I said, single level. It's on a half-acre lot. Has a beautiful big dog run behind the house. A lot of great features for, you know, a family to grow into. It's been a rental for a while, but the seller did live there with her husband many years ago. And so it's just a really gorgeous area, that Briarfield area. It's kind of like, it's probably the Manzanita, you know, Heights kind of like. It's on the, you know where Los Olivas goes off of Brush Creek. It's kind of like on the other side of Alta Vista. So really, really nicely done area, just down from Fountain Grove. So a lot of the folks who lost their homes in the fire may want to look at this, because, you know, it's got all the whistles and bells of those homes that unfortunately were lost in the fire. So we're anticipating that will be one of the major part of the market. You know, and also, you know, NAR does a study, and they find out that, you know, about people move up about 2 to 1. So the buyer for this house, you know, could be in the $700,000 to $800,000 range where they currently own a home, because you feel that market probably has gone up tremendously. That's one of the hottest market price points right now, is like that $750,000 to $1 million range, and then $1 million plus range to about $1,250,000 is the other really hot part of the market right now. So, you know, so what I do as a realtor, and your realtors probably tell you this, or maybe they don't, but what we do is we try to go after those people that we think are likely to buy your property. And those people that have their houses on the market now, that are in that probably $700,000 to $900,000 range, are classic move-ups to this price point. So what I do is I do a search of all the active listings in the Northeast, Southeast, Northwest in that price point, and make sure that those buyers, okay, or those sellers of those homes have my flyer in front of them. So I usually do a mail out to all those people, so we can make sure that we're hitting, you know, the active segment on the market right now, or those people who have their homes listed in that, say, you know, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 price range, who are looking to move up. So that's the first thing we do when we take a property like this. And so I'll be doing that this week. But we're going to be doing some the carpet looks great. We're going to do some paint work. I've got, you know, we're going to have a design showcase show probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm going to try to set it up. I don't want to do it over the 4th of July weekend. So we'll be setting it up, but it's going to have Sue Sarmier, who's my interior designer, who I use for colors. I can't pick colors worth beans. So in carpet colors, and make sure everything meshes together. And she's the expert. She's worked on a lot of great properties, a lot of high-end homes. If you need an interior designer, Sue Sarmier, creative visuals, and she's really, really good. And then Robert Gibbs, who's a painter extraordinaire, Redwood Coast Painting. We're going to have Robert on the show. Well, we have such a great big studio right now, Joe. We can have like 20 people in here. I mean, we got 1, 2, 3, what do we got, like 7 mics now? So we'll have Robert Gibbs in here, Sue Sarmier. And then Maria, who works at a flooring company in my Sonoma County Executive Association. She will be here to tell us all about the latest in hardwoods and vinyl, you know, carpeting, all these type of things. So that's usually the holy trinity when you get together and take a look at your property. You get your interior designer to come out, and then you do painting and carpeting. You know, when I remember the REO market, real estate owned, that's what the REO stood for. There was one company who did that. They did carpeting, paint, and front lawns. And they would take roll out the sod, make it green out front, paint it, the exterior, paint the interior, and put new carpeting in it. And that was all they needed, and they would get top dollar for their properties. So that's one thing that when we go into a property, we look at, okay, how's the carpeting? What's the paint looks like? And then what's the landscaping? And, you know, the landscaper we use in our Sonoma County Execs is geared for growing, Richard Platko, who's a really award-winning landscape architect, landscape designer, and they do some pretty spectacular things. But anyway, so the property is 1560 Briarfield Court, or excuse me, Briarfield Place. And the cross street is Los Olivos Road, which you just take Brush Creek to Los Olivos and then follow it up, and you'll go past Manzanita. There's Manzanita Court, and there's Manzanita Drive. Go past that. Keep going. You'll see the property to the right, Briarfield Place. So come down there. The sign will be up, and you can drive by and take a look at it. Won't be on the market probably for a couple of weeks till we get the painting done. It could be as short as a week. And then that'll be $1,295,000. Like I said, 2,700 square feet, three-car garage, you know, a half-acre lot, four bedrooms, big master suite, you know, which is kind of isolated from the rest of the kids. So if you have like teenagers, this is a perfect house for you, or you know, or kids that are that don't need to have mom and dad right next door to store to them in the bedroom. So probably little tiny ones probably wouldn't work too well, but not discouraging you. You could do that. You could, you know, have them start their life, you know, independently with mom and dad. But come by and take a look at it, or just drive by and look at it. It'll be open probably in a couple of weeks. So keep that in mind. Okay, so let's look at the number. Well, then I got, you know, I got some, well, I'm talking about property. Might as well keep talking about property to the bottom of the hour. Got that house on Willowside I've had forever. All right, and you've heard about it last year. We took it off the market because we had some issues, you know, with the estate. We finally got that all worked out. And I got 240-yard dumpsters. Those are big dumpsters. 40-yard dumpster, that's a big sucker. We've taken two of those out, and now we're getting another one brought in that's half the size for the other, you know, for the small stuff. But it's just it's we've been pulling. The people lived there for like 60 years, so there's, the barn is just full of just stuff, you know, that you don't really need anymore. So that's all being yanked out of. That's going to be about $619,000. It's on a just under an acre lot, right on the corner of Willowside and Piner. The house is built in 1924. It needs work. The septic system is shot. I'll be right up front with you. We have a pest report on file. It is not working. You're going to need to probably put in a mound system. You might be able to do a repair, though, you know, we're not guaranteeing that at all, but Mike Trannan, who has been on the show many times before and is our a registered sanitarian with the county and is back working because of all the septic reports he's been doing for the fire victims who are trying to rebuild. So he's back working, and he did the report for us about last year. So you might be able to do a repair, but maybe not. But the price is $619 on that. Got an old barn, really cool water tower. All the land is in front of the house, very usable, right on the corner of Piner and Willowside. Price will be $619 on that. So we'll take a break and we'll come back more. Yes, the AM is off the air. We have our FM folks plus KSRO.com. We'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. We'll be right back after these words.
Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Attacks by President Trump and a top advisor against a major longtime ally, Canada, and its top leader.
He really kind of stabbed us in the back. He really actually, you know what? He did a great disservice to the whole G7.
Economic advisor Larry Kudlow accusing Prime Minister Trudeau of criticizing President Trump after Mr. Trump left and announcing retaliatory Canadian tariffs July 1st.
He can't put Trump in a position of being weak going into the North Korean talks with Kim. He can't do that. And by the way, President Trump is not weak. He will be very strong, as he always is.
That from CNN State of the Union, President Trump tweeting the U.S. would not endorse the G7 summit joint statement. And this past hour, a French government spokesperson condemns that decision by Mr. Trump. Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican, is one lawmaker disagreeing with the president's call for allowing Russia back into the G7. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Temperatures getting warmer to start off the week. Today topping out at 81 with sunny skies, 64 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 51 inland and on the shores. Sunny for tomorrow at 87, 72 in Bodega Bay. Gets up to 90 degrees for Tuesday, 75 if you're on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. We are back. We are back. I don't know if the AM is back, but welcome to the show. We're broadcasting now on our two FM stations, which we do every Sunday. It's not like they're backup. We broadcast on, obviously, KSRO, 1350 AM. Then we have our two FM stations.
94.5 and 103.5. That should be an easy one to remember, you know.
Why is that easy to remember?
It's got the same numbers as 1350. Just take the zero, move it, and you got 103.5. And it appears 103.5 is the north part of the county.
Right.
94.5 is down in the Petaluma area.
Right. Okay, cool.
And right. I can't give you a connection for 94.5.
You can't give us a what?
You know, the similarity to...
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, work that one out.
I can't do subtract 9.
All right, 103.5 is the... That's FM. The 1350.
Yeah.
That, right? That's FM. And then we have 94.5 for the southern, because they're northern county, then southern county. Okay. And that 94.5 gets into Marin County and goes out that way. And also.
And if anybody's trying to listen on AM, they're not hearing
anything. They're not hearing nothing. But we have a lot of people that listen to the web who are on KSRO.com.
Yeah. And that's up and working right now. And another thing, just tell your friends if you're listening. The podcast for this will be on probably by noon at KSRO.com. So if you want to hear any of this great information, it'll be there.
It'll be there. Okay. So, and I may take that and put it on my Facebook page too and the blog page. But one of my clients who sent me a text saying she was listening on the FM, then we have a number of folks who say they're listening on the KSRO.com. But one of the clients asked about bidding wars. She goes, what propels or what starts a bidding war for a property? And, you know, it all has to do with, well, a number of factors. Number one, scarcity of that price point or scarcity of that type of house in the marketplace. It could be throughout the you know, we've seen it throughout the price points. Before it used to be the really affordable stuff where we'd see tremendous, you know, bidding. And that could be, say, a real nice house in the $500,000 to $600,000 range. It's been flipped or they're flipping it. It's got new bathrooms, you know, landscaping, everything's like this cute little brand new house, which every first-time home buyer always wants. And what they'll do is a lot of the bidding has to do with the price. Now, a lot of people are getting really aggressive on pricing, you know, to the point where there aren't any bidding wars because their properties are pretty much overpriced. And we've seen a lot of those properties coming down in the last few months because they were just getting a little bit aggressive. There was one house that came down $500,000. So obviously an upper end property, but still, you know, how do you figure out that price? And sometimes, you know, and I sympathize with the realtors on the end of those who are trying to figure out pricing, because sometimes it can be somewhat problematic. And this property on Briarfield, I'll have to admit that, you know, I went round and around and around on pricing on that because I wanted to obviously make sure in my ultimate responsibility is to my client. That's where my fiduciary relationship lies with the client. I'm trying to get him as much money as I can. And I've seen this happen before, you know, where you get a little aggressive on price, and the next thing you know, 3 weeks later, you're coming down. The trick is to not linger with that price for too long, because then people look at that. There's a lot right now that one of my clients made an offer on, and they've been at this pretty high price for 3 months and haven't budged at all. And we kind of went in under the asking because we just feel it's, the price is not there. But that, then again, that seller may say, that's my price. That's it. And it seems to me that that might be the case. But so talk about a bidding war. So usually what happens is that the agent will price it really aggressively low, just so knowing that they'll get these multiple bidding wars, you know, and there's a whole school of thought behind that. Well, people will get into the frenzy and they'll offer way more. We see a lot of people backing out of those deals because they do pay way more than they want to or should. Sometimes they go in with like very little contingencies, and you know, they go home, they think about it, they've written the offer, they go, oh my gosh, what have we done? And then they back out for some crazy reason. But if it's, you know, even if it's just priced right for the market, and it's a really great looking house, you know, bidding, you know, there's, it's just that the marketplace will see that and say, boy, this is going to go real quick. And agents know these things. The buyers know these things. I've always told my buyers that within 2 or 3 weeks of looking at houses, you're going to know the market as much as I do, because they just get used to seeing, okay, well, this one sold for that. And because we always supply them with the solds, we always supply them with the active listings. So they're out looking at stuff quite a bit. And every agent that shows a lot of buyers will tell you that the buyers are, they're on it, man. They're looking at, you know, things that just came on the market. They're looking at the sales comps because they want to know, you know, the square footage cost and, you know, all this stuff. So they know. And then you say, what do you think, guys? Oh, boy, we're going to have to go over on this one. And that's kind of how the bidding wars start. And then also, if it all depends on how you present the property to the market. If you say we're taking offers as they come, then you get into, you know, kind of a rambunctious overbidding thing where, you know, you could be the first person there, but then again, you know, like, you know, we've discussed it on the show many times before. The next thing you know, you're the first person, and the agent's talking to you and trying to get your offer presented. And then another offer comes in, and then he goes, "Well, I got it. This other offer came in, so I have to do that." But I thought I was the first offer. Well, yeah, I know, but this other offer came in. I got to present the offers. And then, you know, Joe calls me up and says, "Mike, I'm writing an offer right now. Okay, am I too late?" No, send another. So then now you got three offers. So that's just kind of what happens when you have that take offers as they come. If you wait a week and, you know, look at offers, have a, you know, broker's open house, you know, have the general open house on a Sunday, try to get a lot of people through there, you'll still get bidding wars, but they won't be, they'll probably be a little more measured and not crazy enough where, you know, somebody will come in $100,000 over the asking. I say that, you know, because we've seen them close with those really incredible overbids. But, you know, sometimes when you get an offer that's so high, the seller just cannot, you know, they can't help themselves. They'll say, okay, let's take that offer. And it could be that they're just trying to tie it up because they had other offers out, and agents do this, where they write, you know, multiple offers on multiple properties, even though the seller is buying one. I personally think that's verging on fraud. You know, it's just the matter of intent. If your intent is to buy three houses, go ahead and do that. But if your intent is to buy one house, but you're putting multiple offers out there, you negotiated with three different people at the same time, and then, you know, it's not a good way to do business. Because we'll find out about it. Agents find out about agents doing that. Then you kind of go, okay. So when you get an offer from that agent, you may be thinking, I wonder how many other offers he's got out there. So anyway, so long story short, the bidding wars just kind of happen because the property is priced right. It's a good-looking property. It could be a fixer because flippers want these things. So you can get overbidding with a fixer property. You can get overbidding with a $5 million property. A friend of mine had a property for sale in, out in Bennett Valley for $3.4 million, three offers in the first week. So, you know, it didn't go over asking, but still you had those kind of offers happen because it's a rarity in the marketplace. It could be a rarity at any price point. So those are the kind of things, the condition or lack of condition. I have a property in Petaluma now that's going to be a major, I mean, we're talking a major fixer-upper. You know, I don't know if there's even any room in there with the current loan that's on the property. So, but it'll probably be in the maybe the mid 300,000 range, single family house in an area where the homes are selling for $600,000 and $700,000. But it's a major, major fixer upper. So it all depends, you know, where they are. But usually the criteria for bidding wars is scarcity of product, the condition, okay, and then if it's priced at market. If it's priced at market in this kind of price, this kind of, you know, a marketplace, you know, with scarcity of income, they could be driven up. And there's no cabal. There's nobody that says, okay, let's start. You start at this price and you start at this price. It just happens, okay? So that's kind of how bidding wars happen. Now, why do they happen? It's because of scarcity of product. So when you look at the current marketplace, and we're going to get into the active listings, you know, I was running through these, and the only we're still, even though we have just over 800, and I think it's like 817 properties for a population in excess of 500,000 in Sonoma County, that's still pretty skinny. It could be nice if we had 1,500 to 1,800 listings, but we're just not seeing it. Now, they have surged like almost about 150 properties in the last about a month. So we've really taken off because it should. This is prime time. This is when you're going to put your home on the marketplace. I've got another property coming up out in the country towards Occidental, which we're thinking about Father's Day to put that on the market. That's going to be about $1,150,000. So a lot of properties coming on the market because this is prime time. So the thing is, though, is that, you know, when you look at the price segments, and the MLS is broken down in the price segments, the only area now that in Sonoma County, and this is the, it's kind of ironic, is the Northwest area where we have a lot of, you know, properties in the double digits per price segments. And it, the ironic thing about it is that we lost, you know, 1,100 homes there, but that area seems to be, you know, really starting to stack it up. When you look at the quantity of properties, and this is the 450 to like 650 range, you know, they have 10 active listings, 12 active listings, 16 active listings, and 12 active listings. When you look at the other marketplace or the other areas in Sonoma County, there's not that many that have actually have double digit, okay, inventory. In the Northeast area right now, the segment between 550 and 600, there's 11. So it's not like we're busting, you know, the doors down with this huge amount of inventory. So that happens. You know, we're just not seeing the big surge. But the Northwest, for some reason, has a lot of people, you know, selling their properties. Why? You know, who knows? Okay. But it's the right price point. Believe me, a lot of people may be thinking, hey, this is the time to cash out. Let's get out of here. Maybe they see some opportunity in the upper range there. They've been in their homes long enough where they say, you know, let's get out of here. I don't want to be here when the construction happens for the next year, 3, 4, 5, or 6, 7 years. So let's take a break and we'll come back with the final segment of the Real Estate Hour. Heard kind of truncated today. We are on KSRO.com, 103.5 FM for you people in the north part of the county, and then 94.5 in the southern portion of the county. I got it down. How about that? We'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. Thank you, friends who have texted me. Let me know you're out there listening. If you wish to have any questions on that, you can always text me at 707-322-8503. 322-8503. That's also my client hotline for the rest of the day and all that good stuff. All right, we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Draymond Green.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
Hi, this is JaVale McGee.
I'm Zaza Pachulia, and you're listening to KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders, FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back in morning. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350. Oh, wait, we're not on 1350. We're on 94.5 FM, 103.5 FM, and we're on KSRO.com. The AM portion of the broadcast seems to be missing someplace. So Joe's been kind of like racking his brain as to where it went to.
been looking hard for it.
We're looking around for it. We go outside every once in a while.
It's hiding well.
Check the radios and the cars. But anyway, so the FMs are available as KSRO.com. Also, the show will be put on podcast later on today. So what I'll do is I'll probably grab that and put it on my Facebook page. Getting back to the North Coast Builders Exchange, they had a great conference. It was called the Construction Industry Conference, put on by the Business Journal. It was really, really good, and especially interesting. There was a gal named Amy Block, who is, let me get her official title for you, Executive Director, United Policy Holders, and she kind of is the consumer end of the insurance. She represents the insured. And she made some really interesting remarks. The one we've talked about before, 80% have yet to settle for their fire losses. She said, and this is, they track natural disasters when it comes to hurricanes, tornadoes, fires throughout the country. And they're a nonprofit that does this. And she says, we're kind of where we should be and maybe probably more ahead of the game than other communities who faced an equal disaster, though this is the largest natural disaster when it comes to a fire in the state of California's history. 63%, she said, will rebuild. So that leaves quite a bit of homes out there, lots for sale that we will probably see coming up in the future. Plus that, she said, two-thirds are severely underinsured. So that's going to be really interesting to see how they do that. There's some discussion about having, you know, I think federal or, excuse me, statewide, you know, subsidies of those people who lost quite a bit of their properties. What I thought was really interesting is that talking to Andy Christopherson, Keith and Brenda's son, who did a great job with a great presentation. You know, they have their models out there. They have 14 plans. And when you come to them, they say, okay, here's the 14 plans. Here's our finishes. This is what we're going to be doing. You know, and they don't have, and they're building about 255 to 310 a foot. They don't really have, you know, areas like blocks, you know, cordoned off where they're going to be building these properties. They're kind of building them throughout Coffee Park. So the end result, I think, is going to be a really interesting looking community because, the you know, before the fires, you would drive through Coffee Park and you could literally see the homes and the quality of the homes and who was the quality builder, who was maybe not the quality builder. It was pretty obvious. Some of the elevations were hideous. So hopefully they'll have new elevations, you know, for the homes. It'll be really an interesting looking, I think, dynamic neighborhood once it's finished. It'll be more eclectic looking. You know, it's not going to be just your cookie cutter. There's, you know, here's the A model here, here's the B model here, here's the C model here. There, you're going to have different builders building different types of homes. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to make a more dynamic and interesting place to live. But we're going to have this gal from the insurance United Policyholders on the show. I'm trying to get a hold of her. I've been trying for about a week. Her name is Amy Bach, and have her come on and give us the lowdown on that. So it was a great conference. There's another one coming up that I'll probably attend. It's good to know what's going on with the pace of these things. They had, like I said, the cities were all there, pretty much all the major cities, talking about what inventory they had. We're still woefully, you know, under what we need for housing. And, you know, rent control is raising, you know, the specter of rent control. What it would do to those people coming in and trying to do, you know, major apartment complexes is going to be pretty scary because also Costa Hawkins, which is basically an adjunct to rent control when it first went through, states any home after 1995 is free of that, free of rent control. If they get rid of Costa Hawkins and they make every property subject to rent control, it's going to have a very, very numbing effect on building here in Sonoma County. So we're watching that very closely to make sure that doesn't go through. Because if you need 25 or 30,000 units, they're not going to be all single family houses, folks. A vast majority are going to be, you know, apartments, you know, because we need a place for everybody to live here in Sonoma County. So those will be, a lot of them will be apartments. If you put rent control on that, you know, now, granted, some of those will be subsidized, you know, housing, but still, to do subsidized housing, you have to have some part that are market rent so you can make up the difference. Or the city's going to have to subsidize the entire thing, which they don't have the money to do that. I know they're talking about floating a huge building bond, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. So we're very aware of that. So, you know, stay tuned. Keith Becker, who was here about a month ago, our property manager at DD's Rentals, one of our companies we recommend to you if you have a property, a rental property you wish to have professionally managed. Keith is a great guy, really has his act together there at DD's Rentals. You can check them out. But we'll have him back on the show and chat about this further. Okay, so let's move along. So we're talking about the inventory, and, you know, it was really interesting. In May sales, you know, and my client who called up was asking about bidding wars. You know, when you look at the numbers, we sold about 404 houses in May, which, you know, it ain't much to write home about, you know, but, you know, I think that was down actually from last year. But when you look at the how many sold at asking or below or over, There's some interesting dynamics going on here. Those that sold for, there were like 404 sales. Those that sold for less than asking, okay, there were 162, or about 39-40%. Those that sold at asking were about just about 12-13% of the marketplace. Okay, and those that sold for over asking, there were 46.5%. So you can see the numbers are skewing, towards, 100% or above. So when you look at the total numbers, you're looking at, what is that, 5, 6, about 59% that are selling, for the for asking or above. And then, there are those that are not selling for, asking price. People keep asking me, well, we're going to have to go on full price. Well, in May, 162 properties sold for less than the asking, and some of them sold for a lot less than the asking. And I'll tell you what, the biggest problem we have in this marketplace is agents themselves. And they get scared about, write me an offer. I've had agents call me and I'll say, well, my client thought it was overpriced, and they go, well, write us an offer. So there's this whole perception of well, the market, it's everything sells for at or above asking. Well, that's not the case. When you have almost 40% of the homes that sold in May sold for less than asking. So don't be afraid if you see a property that you think is overpriced to write an under asking offer. I taught a class about a month ago, and I took the active listings that are currently on the market, and we only have just over 800, and I said, how many have been on the market for in excess of 30 days? And then I went in excess of 90 days, and I went in excess of 180 days, and it's amazing how many properties are languishing and lingering on the market. And why is that? Because they were overpriced, and the sellers are stuck on that price. They've already spent that money, and that's the worst thing that could happen. They think their house is worth, God knows what, and they're hung up on that price. And you show them the numbers. You say, look, here's the latest comps. This one just went into escrow. And you can either be one of the homes that sell, or you can be one of the homes that sells a lot of property. Okay, so if you're selling a lot of property, folks, that means you're overpriced. Agents show your property and they go, man, they want how much for this property? Hey, that one down the street's $50,000 less. Let's write an offer on that. Okay. And so you have one of those properties that everybody goes to demonstrate how well-priced the other properties are. You don't want to be there, okay? So you don't want to sell everybody's properties. You want to get your property sold. You want to be the winner, all right? So if you want to chat about that, you can always call me on my text phone and my cell phone, same number, 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503. We apologize once again for being off the air on the AM, but like you, all you folks who are listening, and we don't know how many that is, you're on KSRO.com or our two FM channels, one for the North and one for the South County. So we'll be back hopefully on the AM next week, but the podcast will be up this afternoon. I will post that to all my Facebook places on LinkedIn and all that kind of good stuff. Okay, it's been a fun Sunday. We'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid